Obviously, AI is everywhere right now. Every vendor is going to claim that their platform is powered by AI. Every organization is going to be talking about automation, and finance teams everywhere are under pressure to adopt these technologies faster than ever. But here's the reality that doesn't get talked about enough. Implementing AI automation isn't just a technology project, it's a business transformation. When companies approach it the wrong way, the results can be frustrating. Projects can stall, users resist the system, automation rates can plateau. And leadership eventually is going to start wondering why the investment isn't delivering the value they expected. I'm Scott Leahy, and this is Esker on Air. Today's episode is going to be a practical guide to avoiding the most common mistakes companies make when implementing AI-driven automation. These aren't theoretical issues. These are patterns we see every day working with finance and operations teams implementing automation across processes like accounts payable, accounts receivable, and customer service. So today we're going to walk through seven mistakes companies can make with AI automation, and more importantly, what organizations can actually do to avoid them. All right, let's talk mistake number one, treating AI as a magic fix. So we're going to start with the most common misconception here. Many organizations believe AI will magically fix inefficient processes, but the reality is going to be much simpler. AI amplifies the process that you already have. So if your workflows are inconsistent, if approvals happen differently in every department, or if exceptions are handled through spreadsheets and email, automation is going to simply accelerate and maybe amplify that chaos. This is why companies implement automation and still feel like nothing has improved, because technology wasn't the problem, the process was. So I want to give you an example of how a company could successfully avoid or fix this mistake. This isn't the only way, obviously, and your process could be similar, but I want to give you at least a starting point. So before implementing automation, the best teams run a process reality check. So think about bringing together a small group, maybe somebody from finance, someone from operations, and someone from the IT side or somebody who's going to help with that digital transformation. And then I would map your current workflow. I would ask questions like, how many approval steps exist today? Where do exceptions most often occur? Where are people still relying on email or spreadsheets? And then I would ask the big question. If we could design the process from scratch today, what would that look like? What would this look like in a perfect world? Anything that doesn't belong in that future workflow should be eliminated before automation is introduced. Mistake number two, ignoring change management. So the second mistake is treating automation like a software installation. But automation is not simply a technology rollout. It's a behavior change across the organization. Without proper communication and training, users will revert to the tools that they're most comfortable with. Invoices get emailed instead of submitted through the system. Orders get manually entered. Spreadsheets quietly return. And suddenly, leadership thinks the automation project has failed when the real issue was how it was adopted or implemented. One way to do it could be create a group that is dedicated to the change management. This group is usually going to include an AP specialist, a procurement manager, someone from IT, and someone from finance leadership. So these people will test the system early, they'll provide necessary feedback, and most importantly, they will help train the rest of the organization. Another tactic that works well is a pilot program. So instead of deploying automation company-wide on day one, organizations may start with one process or one department or one business unit. Once success is demonstrated internally, adoption spreads much more naturally. And that brings us to mistake number three, over-customizing instead of using best practices. So we see this one a lot. Companies will implement a new technology, but then try to recreate their old manual processes inside the system. So you'll often hear a comment similar to, well, we need this new system to match exactly how we do things today. But the fact of the matter is, if the old process worked perfectly, automation wouldn't be necessary. Over-customization can often lead to complicated approval chains, difficult routing rules, and systems that become harder to maintain over time. So what many successful teams do is, before any customization is approved, ask yourself three questions. Is this required for regulatory or compliance reasons? Does this create measurable business value? Is this solving a real problem or just preserving an old habit? If that answer isn't clear, don't customize. Instead, start with the platform's best practice workflows and adapt only where necessary. Mistake number four, bad data going into good technology. AI-driven automation will rely heavily on the data. So if underlying data is messy, incomplete, or inconsistent, the automation is going to struggle. So this often shows up in areas like vendor master data, purchase order structures, GL coding, duplicate supplier records. Bad data leads to automation errors, frustrated users, and manual rework. So what some successful organizations do, before implementing automation, make sure to clean that data. This typically includes removing those duplicate vendors, standardizing vendor names, aligning purchase order formats, and verifying those GL coding structures. You could assign some master data ownership as well. So many companies fail here because no one actually owns the data. Whose role is that going to be? Successful organizations appoint a data owner responsible for maintaining vendor and customer master records. That one role can dramatically improve automation performance. Mistake number five, expecting automation without process standardization. So this challenge, it's a little bit of a piggyback off mistake number one, but it's still worth pointing out and expanding on. Different departments do this differently. They can handle that same process differently. For example, accounts payable may process invoices one way. Procurement may approve purchases differently. Regional offices may follow their own workflows entirely. This makes automation extremely difficult because AI relies on consistent patterns. So what can you do about it? Try establishing a cross-department process group. This group will typically include leaders from finance, procurement, operations, and IT. So their goal is going to be simple: define one standardized way that the process should work across the organization. So this team will document approval thresholds, exception handling rules, and escalation paths. Once processes are standardized, automation becomes dramatically easier. Mistake number six, underestimating integration complexity. Automation rarely exists in isolation. It's going to connect to ERP systems, procurement platforms, banking systems, even customer portals. So many companies assume these integrations are plug and play, but integration planning is going to be critical. What these successful teams do, they create a data flow map before implementation. As an example, an invoice is created. The automation platform is going to capture that data. The data will be sent to the ERP. Payment system is going to process the invoice, and reporting dashboards will update accordingly. Mapping these flows early helps identify the integration gaps, and most importantly, they involve IT from the beginning. When IT is brought in too late, the implementation timelines can quickly slip. And finally, mistake number seven, measuring the wrong KPIs. The final mistake is measuring the wrong success metrics. So many teams focus on activity metrics like number of invoices processed, the number of emails handled, the number of documents captured. But automation should be evaluated based on the business outcomes. What successful companies measure is going to be things like cost per invoice processed, the days sales outstanding, invoice processing time, supplier satisfaction, employee productivity. Many companies also create information and automation dashboards that will track things like automation rate, your exception rate, cycle time, cost savings. These dashboards allow finance leadership to track the real business value of automation. And now some closing thoughts. AI-driven automation has enormous potential for finance and operations teams, but the companies that succeed aren't the ones with the most advanced technology. They're the ones with the strongest processes, the cleanest data, and the best alignment between teams. When automation is approached as a strategic transformation, not just a software project, that's when organizations see the biggest impact. If you're interested in a longer conversation about implementing AI automation or a more in-depth discussion around finance transformation strategies, you can check out the links in the show notes below. And as always, if you're interested in learning more about Esker, you can find us at esker.com. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll talk to you next time.